None of the equine preservation societies I've found online have endorsed this song. Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to Decomposition Podcast, where we hyper-analyze all of your favorite terrible songs. My name is Brad, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Katie. Katie, how are you doing tonight?
I am here.
You are definitely here.
I'm in for it.
Yeah.
I do have a cold.
Yes.
We have no idea how long my voice will last.
That's but true.
I'm confident like we can make this happen.
You got a gigantic Nalgene of water in front of you, so
I
you
do.
Are ready to tackle this song.
I think the wine I'm drinking is not doing anything for like my mild laryngitis.
You should mix the two.
I should mix my wine and my
just
water.
Just pour the wine in a Nalgene bottle.
I should turn my wine into water. Do You'll, like the
just
opposite.
Like Jesus.
And
it's
opposite
like the anti-Jesus.
Jesus.
If you could yeah. antichrist
Don't
that,
call
Katie,
me
that would
antichrist.
You set yourself up for that one.
That's better than Uncle Christ.
So, joining us here for the first time on Decomposition Podcast, it is, I want to make sure I get this right, global pop icon, cult superstar, and of course, local favorite, our friend Miss Frankie Spear. How are you doing today, Frankie? Thank you for joining us.
I am fantastic, and I am extremely happy to be here. I'm very impressed by your podcast voice.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I've had it my whole life.
The use of the word tangine of water?
No, Nalgene.
That's Nalgene? Because I'm like, isn't that the thing you cook in Morocco?
Oh.
The tarjean? Nalgene.
She has a Moroccan water bottle. It's very,
Nalgene.
Very fancy.
Brad's just trying to get us some sponsors.
I'm
like
not.
Mentioning the brand name.
That's true. What kind of wine? We should contact them.
14 hands.
I thought it was a fancy term for the vessel you were drinking the water out of. I'm like, that's a Nalgene? I usually just call it a water bottle. Mm-hmm.
It is a type of water bottle. So you're not incorrect. So that's good. So, Frankie, you met Katie through the St. James Players in Montclair, the Shakespeare troupe that you guys work with.
That's correct.
It is correct. I am El Jefe. I am El Presidente, and Katie is my vice president, which
yeah.
is most cool. Very dope.
Most cool. Very dope. I like, mm-hmm. I like that.
It's very Bill and Ted of you.
It's very Bill and Ted.
My vernacular is spectacular. Love it.
Whoa. Now we're rhyming. Now we're writing better lyrics than Omarion. Is that Wait, how you pronounce his name?
I don't know who Omarion is.
He's the booty he's, like a bag of groceries guy.
Oh, I see. I see.
Thank you for telling us about that song, by the way. I look forward to reading through those lyrics and hyper-analyzing that song at a later date.
Yep, me too.
So, Frankie, you were the one that chose this song that we're doing today, right?
I did.
And you said this is not something that's typically in your
wheelhouse?
Musical diet, I'd say.
Well, it's always surprising because I'm a very big hip-hop head, like a real hip-hop head, not hip-hop, not crap
sure.
rap.
Sure.
But like
shots fired.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I like brilliant lyrical content, not the stuff that's being crammed down our throat. So when people hear that I like this song, they're like, I'm sorry, what? And ironically, it's on my mixed CD that it's not my own mixed CD, but it's a CD that I mixed.
Frankie's dropping a mixtape here tonight.
I need the fire bomb sound. And it's right after the song. Thank you, Funk Master Flex.
No, it's just me.
Way better, way yeah. cooler. It is after the song on this particular CD that's turned out for what?
Turned up, turned down,
turned all John. Around.
Decomposition favorite, Lil Jon, right
yes.
there.
So to hear this song right after it often makes people in my car go, you can't see what I'm doing. I'm shaking my head like a what the? Yeah, it's a head nod stopper.
Mm.
Like you could be all in your nod and then you're like, I'm not sure what to do with this. I'm very confused. And then I will start singing all the lyrics as though I'm Biggie Smalls, but I am not singing a Biggie Smalls song.
You're, not even
you're
close.
You're Biggie Rich, as it turns
yes,
out.
Yes, yeah, nice. Well yeah. played. Played.
You said this isn't a guilty pleasure, though.
Nope.
You are very clear, because I was telling you that, well, we usually do songs that are like guilty pleasures. You are very clear that it's not one.
I feel guilty about no musical I listen to.
Okay.
I have no guilt about any of my musical choices.
Yeah. Own it. Just,
I do.
You got to own it. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I am on board for this song. I'm just going to put that out there right nice. Now. I am 1,000% on board, and I am not a country music fan. I am not much of a hip hop fan. I like
shut your filthy mouth.
A smattering of hip hop songs, but I wouldn't call myself like a.
I have to leave. Wait a minute. I was told you were.
You still have half a glass of wine left. What are you doing leaving? You got to finish that
I
first.
I thought you liked the hip to the hop. Oh my god.
I like the hip to the hop in. In
we talked about the Humpty song.
Well, that's one of my favorites of all time. That doesn't. I am not a hip hop aficionado, is what I would say.
Okay, fair.
That is the better way for me to phrase that.
I am.
Before we get into the song itself, we need to ask you, what was the first album you remember owning or the first album you bought for yourself?
There are two different albums.
Yeah.
The first album that was given to me before I had my first record player.
Uh-huh.
The first album I was given, I was 6 or 7, and my Uncle Bobby gave me a Lynyrd Skynyrd album.
Okay.
Nice. That had, it had Freebird and Needle with a Spoon on it. I can't remember the name of the album, but I know it had like the rainbow, like the pink Floyd rainbow thing on the label.
Okay.
So that was the maker of it.
That's not too bad. That's not embarrassing.
Oh, wait till you hear the second one.
Yes, it's mortifying. Yes, please. This is the first one that you bought yourself?
No.
Okay.
This is one that my mother bought me with my very first record player when I was 8 years old. So I thought I was the shiznit. Like I had a record player. That's not a curse. It was
you can curse.
It was white and plastic with like black detailing on it. And it was a double album. My mother was a disco dolly. So that's why this album ended up in my collection. The soundtrack for Thank God It's Friday.
What is that? Oh my God. I have no idea what that is.
Yeah. I'd like to say I am likewise floored.
Well,
why is this a double disc album that we've not heard of?
Because I'm older. Because your mom wasn't a disco dolly.
No, my mom does not like music at all. So
she likes bread. And she likes
bread. Couldn't tell you a single bread song.
What is that other band that I don't like?
I don't know. Air Supply.
Yeah, you're talking Air Supply. Yeah, yeah. Your mom likes bread and Air Supply.
Don't you dare in my house. Ugh, Air Supply.
I'm all out of love. Ugh, I'm so lost without you.
Yeah, yeah, no, you're right.
Air Supply was okay, but you're not dancing at an Air Supply concert. Thank God It's Friday. A song that you would know from that soundtrack is Last Dance by Donna Summer.
Okay.
It was a disco movie that was so bad. Valerie Perrine is in it, and she's in it in a whirlpool scene with the Village People and topless. That was the big hoo-ha about it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's really bad. It's a really cheesy movie. And you have Village People and Valerie Perrine. I mean, that is a whole other conversation.
I don't know who Valerie Perrine is.
I don't know who anyone is.
She was,
though.
Okay, in one of the original Superman movies when Christopher Reeves could still walk and he was Superman.
He could walk in all of those movies. He could fly, Frankie. He could fly.
I don't appreciate your sassy tone, Brad.
I don't believe that. I think
fun fact about Brad. His name is Bradford.
That's true.
Well, Bradford.
Yeah. No, you didn't think it could get whiter than this, did you?
She chastised you as
boom.
Bradley, and I thought if she wanted to put you in your place, she needed to know that your name is Bradford.
That's a good point.
But Bradford is a cool name, and it makes me smile because it makes me think of Clifford the Big Red Dog. That's just how my mind works.
Right.
Valerie Perrine played Lex Luthor's girlfriend when... When Gene Hackman...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So now you know who she is.
Yeah.
Fun side fact, I worked in a convalescent center in Cedar Grove, and Valerie Perrine's mother was there, and that was how she was always introduced. I'm like, I'm sure she has a name.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
This is Valerie Perrine's mother. You know, Valerie was here 3 months ago to visit her. But yeah, so Thank God It's Friday. It was a double album because one album of bad disco is not enough. You need a second one.
It could have been boiled down to just a single, as it turns out.
No, well, that's what other song is from there? No, Disco Inferno is Saturday Night Fever, which I once had the lyrics wrong to for many, many years. I thought it was...
Got a fair amount of Donna Summer on here. With Your Love, Last Dance, Disco Queen.
That's right. You guys can look it up because it's... 2019 and you can do that quickly.
Computer, please send me information about Thank God It's Friday.
It's a really cheesy album. I do remember a lot of the songs, I'm embarrassed to say, including one of the worst disco songs on earth, which is Trapped in a Stairway.
Ooh.
And in the movie, the guy was trapped in a stairway and couldn't get to the object of his love in the discotheque.
What a clever song to put on the soundtrack.
Yeah.
I hope it played at that exact
Paul
moment.
Jabara. That's the name of the artist.
It's bad. It's wow. bad. Like David Naughton's Making It was out around the same time. So just think that jump. Well, you guys weren't alive then, but like, it's just very 70s and cheesoid. Yeah. That was the first one that my mother picked out for me.
Nice. Good job, Mom.
Yeah. So from Lynyrd Skynyrd to Thank God It's Friday.
Side note, the Lynyrd Skynyrd album is called It's Pronounced Lynyrd Skynyrd. That's the name of the album.
Wow.
FYI.
That's special.
Yeah.
I'm pretty white, but every now and then I fail the test. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's fine. We'll just evaluate.
Drop the bar.
We'll evaluate you at our next meeting, I suppose.
Does that mean I get to come back? I know a lot of bad music.
I can't promise you anything, Frankie.
I DJed. Does that help? Weddings and bar mitzvahs. My crappy music collection.
We're open to it.
If we ever need to do the chicken dance, Frankie, you'll be our first call.
Oh, I can't. That makes me disconnect from my people. I don't understand. Why are we dancing like poultry?
No one understands it.
Well, this song that we're about to talk about
is
definitely a song that, though I don't love it, / like it very much, would make people dance. Like, it's a song that
definitely
has like
a
you dance to it vibe.
Now, I don't know how to, though. I like the song and I head nod to it. I'm not sure how I would dance to it.
A lot, I feel a lot of elbow movement.
There's a lot
happen.
Of elbows.
There's a lot of shoulders and elbows. A little do-si-do.
Okay. All right,
Kate.
Now, you just said that you don't like it very much. Is that to say that you like it a little?
I don't hate this song. I just don't particularly care for it.
Okay.
It doesn't get me going.
You're not putting like a dollar in the jukebox and like, put
you
the crap on. I got to go.
You don't rock to this song.
No, the two of you get like excited over this song.
I feel like you would involuntarily dance if this came on like at a bar and you were standing. You would not be able to help but dance.
That's would it
true
be head nodding or
of
dancing?
Most songs.
Shoulder shimmy?
There would be hips. There would be hips in it. Yeah.
I think we need to see if we can get people to play this.
Dance at most songs though, Brad. So I don't know that that's like a compliment to the song. I'd probably dance to, I don't want to say this, but I'm going to.
Yeah.
Please do.
Probably dance to like Go Hard or Go Home if it played at a bar. Like it would happen.
T-H-E, Katie.
Oh yeah.
We just recorded. Ever. Yeah. This is last week. Last week we talked about
yeah,
this song.
Yeah, but like Go
you
Hard or Go
listen
Home. Listen
to this episode today.
Shut up.
I'm not sure if I should be here.
I'm just saying.
I don't know that song, so now I feel like I have to look it up to
it's
see if it would
Will
make
I
me
Am
boogie.
Song.
Don't listen to the song. Just
that's
listen
the
to our
song?
Episode.
It's
on,
the
yeah,
penis.
There's so much
you can
penis
say
on.
Penis. It's okay.
Penis, penis, penis.
Okay. Well, don't be gratuitous.
when I taught freshman health to overcome their awkwardness over it, which was probably one of my favorite like 15 minutes of teaching ever, I had freshmen as a class stand up and say the word penis 20 times in a row to get it out of their system and vagina.
Nice.
I laughed so hard. I was like, this is so much more for my entertainment than their
class.
I hope
say,
they
how was
laughed
the class?
Too. I hope they like,
they did.
Laughed it off, you know, and it broke the ice a little bit.
Well, it started off with like, I'm like, come on, just say it. Go ahead. Just embrace it. And then, of course, someone really started going in and
they were
like clapping as they were saying it and turned it into a whole beatbox thing, which
love
is
it.
The penis beatbox. You haven't lived, you've heard that. And then to hear the
sounds
other box
glorious.
Done as a beatbox, my lips. Yes. Yeah. So.
Well,
moving
with,
on.
With that. The song that we are going to talk about today is, of course, the 2004 hit by Big and Rich, Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy. This is off of their debut album, Horse of a Different Color. This song was not as big a hit as I thought it would have been.
Really?
Yeah. It went to number 11 on Billboard's Hot Country Songs. It only went to number 56 on Billboard's Hot 100. Now, this song, I feel like it's longevity, or not even longevity, it's... Despite the fact that it wasn't this like massive Billboard smash hit song, like everybody knows it and sings it, and it's kind of like permeated
bar culture, I think.
You think
like
it's bar culture?
It's woven its way into like bar jukebox culture. Like people put it on.
Yeah.
And so then it's kind of out there and people know, except you don't really like hear it in commercials and stuff like that, do you?
I'll tell you what, this song
catchy.
Part of the reason this song rose to such prominence is because it was the theme song of the ESPN's 2004 World Series of Poker. You know that sport, poker?
Yes.
Well, are you all right?
Yeah.
Okay. So they would play this with like the advertisements for the World Series of Poker, and it turned into a huge thing. That evidently wasn't that huge. I don't know what I'm saying.
But it went to number 11 on the country chart.
Yeah.
Right? So that's pretty
good. It's a legit hit. Don't get me wrong. And I think it's a song that will be remembered for a good long time.
I would say. I mean, I learned about it, as I told you earlier, on Sugarfoot and Sundays, which was a country line dancing party that I was held hostage at when I lived in Pennsylvania, New Jersey.
Yeah.
So I tried to just take pictures because I couldn't do the cowboy marching. But then I heard it again on America's Got Talent. There was some weird men's choir that came out and did a whole routine to it that made Simon Cowell smile. And I don't even watch America's Got Talent. I happened to catch the episode that night because I'm flipping through the dials and I heard this song and I'm like, oh my God, no, they're not. Oh my God, no, they're not. And they were.
I watched a video earlier today. It was on the third season of The Sing-Off. The group, the Dartmouth Airs,
performed. I remember them. We watched that season.
And, I mean, it doesn't translate to a cappella very well.
Was the men's choir you saw an a cappella group also? Like, I wonder if it's the same group on two different reality shows.
Could I have my shows mixed up? I'm going to need someone to research that stat.
I can look that up.
But it was like a group that kept getting passed through and going up because they were like, no, I can't believe it. It's just so wonderful. You know, you're singing so greatly and it's so great in this American song and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, they're talking about riding people in the crowd.
They're talking about saving horses. They're talking about saving horse lives.
That's beautiful.
Horse lives matter.
Horse lives do matter.
All lives matter.
Especially horses.
Oh boy.
No, that was a group called DC Cowboys.
Is that who it was? A group on America's Got Talent? I was correct?
Yeah, from 2008.
Are two different choirs that went on two different reality shows?
There was also a video that I found on YouTube earlier of the group On the Rocks. Is that their name? It was another a cappella group doing it. It's not a song that deserves to be done a cappella.
No.
Doing it a cappella takes away a lot of like kind of the rock feel of this country song.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not so vocally impressive.
Really?
I don't want to shock you here. But yeah, it's not such a vocally impressive song that it translates well to a cappella music.
They're not even doing harmonies during the song. One guy's kind of talking and the other guy's, he sort of talks singing and the other guy's like singing it an octave up, basically.
Big talks in a low pitched voice. Rich sings in a higher register.
Yeah.
That's the one with the fur coat.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
That's the one who sounds like he can sing.
That's the cowboy
other one looks
pimp.
Like Lenny.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Lenny is big. Blonde hair, looks like young
Lenny and
Michael
Squiggy.
McCain.
Yeah. They could be Lenny and Squiggy, the modern day country version of it.
I don't know that
physical
Rich,
archetypes.
I don't know that Rich could be Squiggy.
He's short and has dark hair.
Yeah, that's
close
true.
Enough.
Okay.
I mean, we're not doing a Laverne and Shirley remake, but I'm
not
just
yet.
Saying.
Not yet. But who knows?
Oh
what,
my God!
What's
they're too old for that
Catherine
now.
Mary.
I see a project in the future for us.
I don't know. Actually, that would be cool.
Schlemiel Schlemazel.
Awesome Pepper Incorporated. That's
I
right.
Go for it. I say pitch that idea and get Big and Rich on board.
As Lenny and Squiggy. Oh yeah. My God.
There
that would
we
be
go.
So cool. I'm sorry. I don't know how I feel about Big and Rich. I don't know if I want to hang with them. I don't think they're my kind
of
guys.
If they're going to do a TV show and pay for it for us,
okay,
they are so
enough.
Our kind of guys.
Did Mork come from Laverne and Shirley?
He was a special guest from there.
Was a spinoff of
yes, and then
that. Yeah.
Nanu. That's right.
So which Brad is, could just be Mork.
All right, cool. I'm on board.
I don't know if we want Bradley doing that much cocaine.
Bradford.
We don't care what Bradley does.
Yeah, Bradley can do
all the cocaine he wants.
Yeah.
But Bradford, no sir.
No, for sure.
Do you guys have the lyrics to this song?
Oh, yeah.
Ready to go? So, Frankie, as our guest, can you read the chorus to this song for us?
Yes, I can. Because I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city.
Oh, well.
I make a lot of noise because the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old stud Leroy, and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy. I've never done a dramatic interpretation of that song.
That was maybe the most beautiful chorus reading we've ever had. I'm not sure.
You are welcome.
Does that make you enjoy the song more?
I'll sing it like that to you every day if it'll help.
Please don't sing it to me every day.
I'll recite it to you.
Frankie's reading of it.
If you can spoken word that.
That's pretty awesome. I don't want to hear it every day. I'm sorry. So what do you think about this chorus? It's fine?
So, yeah, I do... I did read something earlier about how the song is supposedly about their arrival in like Nashville as these big superstars. But then they say that they're up and down Broadway. Now,
not in Nashville. There's not a Broadway in Nashville.
There's a Broadway district, but I can't seem to find like, oh, there is a Broadway.
Are you
Broadway.
Looking at a map of Nashville right now?
I am
right
looking
now?
At a Nashville. Yeah. I'm looking at a map of Nashville right now. There is a Broadway, as it turns out.
Bradford, you are so cool. Could you check and see if there's a Martin Luther King Boulevard? I just want to know if there is one, because I believe there's one in every town. I just need to know if it's violent. I just need you to look it up. I just need to know.
Nashville renames downtown street after Martin Luther King Jr. This is from last year.
Wow! They just did it. Behind the times. Behind the times.
Way to go, Nashville.
But, you know, way to catch
right
up
there behind
Nashville.
Arizona. Right
good
there behind
job.
Arizona.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. How did that be?
I would love to
How
have been there.
How was that a thing?
For the street naming ceremony. That had to be awesome.
Go.
Finally, we got a Martin Luther King Boulevard. I'm so excited.
In 2018.
Let freedom ring, y'all.
Right
Let
next to the Piggly run. Wiggly. Yes.
Honestly, in Nashville, it's probably next to some, like, Publix. Music pub.
Publix.
Bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, Publix, yeah.
Green stamps.
Maybe even a Harris Teeter.
None of it.
So.
But the chorus, I mean, nothing crazy
well, then,
about
what
it.
What do like, you guys love about it? Tell me that.
It's a catchy-ass beat.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's goofy.
Yeah.
It's just a song that you listen to and you know that they had a gas writing it and then shooting that cheesy video. It's just
it's
fun. It's a good old boy fun song.
Yeah. It's not the chorus that hooks me, if we're honest.
No,
it's not
there's
the chorus.
A lot of great Same. Lyrics in the verses, but how does...
There are a lot of great lyrics. Could you identify some for us, Katie, since
when
you
we,
did not like
we
this song?
Get to them. Okay. Are there any great lines in
Didn't
the chorus?
Didn't I just say there aren't a lot of great lines in the
oh,
chorus?
I thought you said
or did
there
I say
are.
There are a lot of great lines in the verses? What did I say?
I thought you said there are a lot of great lyrics in the song, but
I'm sorry.
I could be mistaken.
Guys, I blacked out for a minute. I don't know what I said. I can't be held accountable.
You're very ill.
Well, sometimes you just have to fall back on pretty. It's good to try to be pretty and smart, but we'll let you just be pretty for a minute.
Thank you. Okay. I'm struggling through a serious
time's illness. Almost up though, so I'm gonna need you to be sharp again.
All right, so I just want to know, how does riding a cowboy save a horse?
You clearly have never been to Texas.
I've been to Texas, but somehow I still can't answer this question.
Bradford, I'm interested in your response.
Well, obviously, big and rich come from a place of like, listen, once you ride a horse, then you have to murder it, which is...
Whoa. Where did that come from? Why
I'm just
is
saying,
that?
Because
it has to be dog food? Like,
don't
wait.
Kill the horse, so ride a cowboy, then you can kill the cowboy. Logically.
Are you like, what logic is that? Scheherazading this situation?
Yes, whatever that means.
Okay, Scrabble check. I don't know what Scheherazading means either, okay, but I like how it sounds, and that will be my fourth child's name.
Scheherazade.
Arabian Nights, right?
Well, she didn't write it. She's a fictional character, but she tells all the stories of the 1001 Nights because every night her husband marries a new
horse?
Woman and then murders her. So in order to stay alive, she tells him stories with a cliffhanger, so he lets her live till the next day for 1001 nights until he falls in love with her. So anyway, I'm saying like,
okay,
if the ladies are gonna
right.
save a horse and ride a cowboy, and you're saying that means they're gonna kill the cowboy.
If you don't ride a cowboy, ride the horse will die.
I thought it was like sparing the horse, like in Pippi Longstocking, Mr. Nielsen, who was the horse, had a sway back. Often, and same like the horses in The Little Rascals also had sway back. So when I hear the lyric "save a horse, ride a cowboy," I'm thinking you're sparing the horse from certain like spinal bifida,
not necessarily
pain,
like the life,
spinal
of the
atrophy.
Horse.
Yeah, I'm thinking you're saving it because, you know, not everyone is une petite fleur who rides a horse. And, you know, you're sparing a horse if you're not doing that. That's my thinking.
So, guys,
I didn't think we were killing them and eating them.
No, I didn't say anything about eating them. Don't put words in my mouth.
I'm sorry.
Frankie.
You're doing horse homicide. I'm sorry.
Yeah. The song's about piggyback rides, then, right?
Yes.
Clearly.
Yes. Clearly. Except we're going to save the horse the burden of being
That's ridden, what I thought. I didn't know it
about
meant,
town.
I didn't know the horse was going to be murdered until Bradford said that. Now I'm very uncomfortable.
If you're going to ride a cowboy instead, that just means like you're going to hop on the back of a cowboy and they're going to take you around town instead of having the horse take you around town.
That's that would be so wonderful. Where is this taxi service?
Oh my version God. Of this song, right?
I think you have this 1000% correct. Yes, oh, absolutely. Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
We didn't
doubt.
See one piggyback ride in the video. I'm outraged.
And they were riding horses.
I know.
I feel
both
very
named Leroy, I'd assume.
Why do you feel uncomfortable?
Because I'm having lascivious thoughts about what riding a cowboy means. So now it's ruined for me.
Well,
go on.
Are you implying that if they were not to ride a cowboy in a lascivious way, they would be riding the horse in the lascivious way?
I'm thinking of Catherine the Great and I'm going, yeah, maybe.
I think that's the obvious question.
Not her.
No, that's okay. Catherine Mary.
Catherine the Adequate.
I'm a great Catherine. You shit. But I'm not Catherine the Great.
I don't know if you should cut that out because it's really friggin' funny, but you probably should because you have to live here.
Catherine the better
I
than
can
most.
I take a joke. Ooh, I like that one.
You need a t-shirt.
Catherine, the better than most.
And I'm going to have a t-shirt that says, friends with Catherine, the better than most. And on the back, I'm not Joan.
Not banging horses. That's what it's going to say.
I think that is the question one must ask with this song.
Yeah.
If horses and cowboys are being treated as the same thing, either it's a lovely, innocent song about piggyback rides.
Right.
Or it's like if riding a cowboy is having intimate encounters with a cowboy, is that suggesting you're saving the horse from same said intimate encounters?
I disagree.
Confident. Yes.
I disagree wholeheartedly. And I'm going to say because in the beginning of the chorus and throughout the verse, he mentions the horse that he rides, Leroy.
They have an intimate relationship.
So we're going Leroy. To, he calls him an old stud, which means
is
he's
a
been
type
stooping.
Of horse. Well, he's a
been
sexy horse.
And making babies.
First of all, Leroy's a sexy horse, all right?
Can he
just be
Leroy
sexy without being banged by some
he's
country?
Calling
rock singer. Huh?
He's calling him a stud. He's not just saying his horse. It's my old stud Leroy.
He's French.
That's right.
Leroy.
Leroy.
So, but he says, beginning of the chorus, because I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. And then
that
later.
That means he's being saved.
I understand. Okay. I'm saying later on in the chorus, the girls are saying, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Throughout the verse, he's doing things to like buy off the crowd. I think this song is about big and rich trying to buy people's affection despite the fact that they are riding around horses, which the people do not like.
So because they're riding horses is not politically correct and it offends like animal lovers.
Yes.
So they're buying the bar another round of crown.
Precisely.
So they could get down and no one notices that they're involved in animal abuse
and
rich, husbandry.
Big and rich into this town, whatever it is, Nashville or perhaps Manhattan.
Well, they don't give a dang about nothing, as per their own
that
words.
That does mean
they
give
they
a dang
give
about
a dang.
Everything.
They give a dang about stuff.
What stuff?
We'll find out later when we get into the reading of the verses. But they're trying to, like, I just lost my train of thought.
I'm having so much fun. Thank you.
They show up in this town that has judged them for riding their horses throughout. And this town, these townsfolk, these girls are saying like, pick your jaws up off the floor. I know we are sexy, confident women. You don't have to sit there and drool all over us. And what are you doing to that poor animal? So they're like, well, let me buy you a drink, pretty lady. And it's not until he gets back to his old backcountry road home that he finds like an old fashioned young miss who's way into gigging frogs and Willie Nelson, as it turns out.
What are gigging frogs?
We'll get to that.
Get there.
I looked that up. And that's the lady that he'd like to settle down with.
See, I actually think there's a writing flaw with this song.
Disagree.
Can I come here every Friday?
Every single Friday.
Oh, yeah. I'll just be quiet in the corner and pop off.
I doubt that. I doubt you'll be quiet.
Well, nobody puts Frankie in the corner.
It's a physical impossibility. I think if the girls are saying save a horse, it clearly has this like sexual undertone. I think there's no way to deny it. It should be save a horse, ride a cowgirl. Because the guys are...
That's very misogynist.
It's not misogynistic.
And also, inviting it's the 1,000% heteronormative.
Look at you dropping puns. Oh, crazy. Boom, yeah. Go, boom, Bradford.
Boom, boom. Knock
it like,
out.
I'd like you to use heteronormative in another sentence, please.
Other songs are also heteronormative.
He did it.
You got it. I will challenge you to do more sentences going forward. Oh.
I think that we could argue the song's pretty heteronormative.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You're not going to see Jesse Smollett in this song.
No. But like, if we're asking the men who are riding horses to save a horse, it doesn't,
how you doing?
It Ooh. Doesn't seem that these two Some gentlemen horse. Are interested in riding cowboys. Inferring, making an inference from the video, they seem interested in riding
but it's
cowgirls.
The girls that say, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
But then they're saying it to the boys.
Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Well, how you doing to everybody?
Or maybe.
Maybe it's whether, not heteronormative.
Maybe whether you're, maybe it is heteronormative. No, maybe it's not heteronormative. Aha!
We are using that word a lot.
Maybe it's one or both of those things.
Maybe
it should be a shot game. Every time you say that word, someone should have to drink a shot.
Oh, boy. We don't have that much booze in the house.
Maybe it's gender fluid. Maybe cowboy is a stand-in for anybody.
It's a cow person.
It's a cow person.
I don't want a cow person because that gives me a different visual. Mm-hmm. When I hear cow person, I think of a person who's like, a person.
You're thinking of like a centaur.
It's not sexy.
I just said centaur. Centaur.
That's it's a not, French cow.
A centaur.
Centaur.
Leroy. Le centaur.
Le poupou.
Yes.
It's very clearly top half man, bottom half cow.
I don't want to see the udders.
That's totally different.
But not a cowboy.
Some cowboys do have
a cow lady.
Teats and udders, but I don't want a cow person.
I thought when we said cow person of a person in a cow suit.
Like Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
I did not.
We're just like a human face.
Yeah.
You know, like the Halloween costume.
I watch a lot of sci-fi.
Let's see if they have sexy cow Halloween costumes.
I hope there is
There
one.
Will be a sexy cow Halloween costume because everyone's a mimbo and a bimbo at the holidays. Oh,
yeah. Guys, I think we've talked about the chorus more than like any other human has
there
ever
sure
talked
are
about this
sexy
chorus.
Cow costumes.
I think we should all wear them this year. We should go out as a sexy cow crew.
Herd.
Sexy herd.
There's a lot of them. What do you think?
I'm going to wear that.
I don't want Catherine Mary in that.
I'm asking if you find that sexy is what I'm asking.
It's not my cup of tea.
Because I can wear that for you if that gets...
Brad, we have guests. Not just in the room, but like all over. People are listening.
Oh my God, eventually.
There's someone in the closet I'm not wearing. Bikini and leg warmers.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph. What is that?
It's a sexy cow, Frankie.
I'm so sorry, America, that you're missing this, but you should thank your lucky hooves that you are missing it. It's a cow.
Don't worry, Brad's saving that picture.
And brassiere that really is like a nipple applique with boots, because so often cows are naked and deflated. So
that
you
is
only
a curvaceous model, too.
Well, you don't. Nobody wants a skinny cow.
No,
even though that's an
not.
Ice cream flavor, nobody wants that.
No.
That is a zofting cow right there.
I'm so uncomfortable.
Rubenesque, dare I say.
She was too toy to be Rubenesque.
She was pretty toy.
Wait, what is what does toy mean?
Tight. Toy,
was,
like a toyger?
Like, was muscular.
What's that character that does that? There's someone who...
It's
Brooklyn Nine. Austin Powers. Says, with gold member.
That's
but
what,
no,
yeah.
They say like pretty toy. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which is why I think of it.
It's become a bit of a slang.
Yeah.
No one ever uses the word like toit and my physique at the same time, so that's why it's unfamiliar to me.
Well, if you need to buy a sexy cow outfit.
I guess so.
Sexy cow underpants, as it turns out.
I don't
out.
Even like the word sexy and cow in the same sentence. I'm not sure about
we
it.
We shouldn't have talked about this song, then.
Don't you judge.
I'm like thinking like Justin Timberlake is going to have like the next line. I'm being sexy cow.
Yeah. All right. We should talk about the verses of the song. Seriously?
Katie, do you want to go ahead and read verse one?
I guess so.
Ugh.
Why is it ugh? Oh my
gosh. I have to read the
lyrics? So you've admitted now that you think some of the lyrics are pretty good and that
I told
the song
you I blacked out. I wasn't sure what I said
doesn't
there.
Doesn't necessarily bother you, but you also go, ugh, before reading verse one.
Now, verse one does include the intro dum-de-dum-dum lyrics, right?
So I didn't know that was part of the song until today.
Really?
That's the most fun part of the song is you hear that you're like, what the cluck is this? How does it go?
Cluck?
Can you say how it goes?
Dum-de-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-d
after that.
I don't know why that went into the song. Somebody thought that was like cool. It's kind of useless, but it's there.
Frankie would argue it's the most fun part of the song.
It's a goofy fun part of the song because right. you're automatically going, what's happening? What is this? And it makes you stop.
I think you get the tone of the song by that. Yeah.
It's
okay.
Goofy. It lets you know you were in for something fun and
sure.
silly.
Yeah. I can buy into that.
And I think the song is silly. Like, it's not taking itself seriously at
it's
all.
It's not lyrical genius. Like, it's not a Mos Def lyric. But it's not like someone's going, this is just...
It's also
nobody's
not
holding a mirror up to society.
No.
I think this song, and now I'm defending it.
Yeah.
I think this song knows what it is. It's not for me. I'm not changing my mind about it.
It sounds to me like you're changing your mind a little bit.
It sounds like it to me, too.
Right?
Well, then now I can't say what I want to say.
No, say.
Throw it back in my face.
No, yeah. We'll be quiet. Shh.
I was just going to say, there's nothing wrong with the song, right? It is what it's trying to be. Now, what it's trying to be isn't for me. It's not my personal cup of tea. But it knows that it's silly. It knows that it's over the top. It owns what it is. And there's no, like, pretense about intellectualism or something. It's just like a silly, dumb song. Yeah. Anything that we say about it that tries to make it more than it is just like for our own entertainment.
True dat.
Well said.
Thank you.
Well
said. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Toy.
Pretty toy.
Do you want to go ahead and read this then?
Yeah. Do I have to start with like saddling up or can I just start with while I walk into the room?
It starts with while I walk into the room. Yeah.
Why do I have saddle up?
Because you have to do the dum-di-dum-dum part.
Are you on genius.com?
Yeah. Oh, I have the dance remix.
What?
Oh, snap! Pull that up!
Yeah,
I
was going to at the end of the episode. Ugh,
spoiler
Katie,
alert.
You ruined the end of the episode.
Don't you talk to Catherine Mary like that.
All right, I've got the real lyrics now. Sorry.
Catherine the adequate right there.
Catherine the better than most.
Catherine the better than most.
All right. Well, I walk into the room, passing out $100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down. And this town ain't never going to be the same.
I think you need to be doing voiceover.
These are good lyrics.
Yeah.
There's nice internal rhyme there. I like the bills, kills, thrills.
Yeah.
Grill. Right.
Is it in iambic pentameter? Shall we check?
It's not.
Katie checks everything for iambic pentameter.
You're a lucky man.
You said these are pretty good lyrics. What do you guys like about them?
What do I like about them? I think, well, like you said before, the song knows what it is. You know, it's about these party guys showing up and changing the town. You know, big and rich are here. Ain't never going to be the same, as they say. It's a party song. This song is just a party song, and it achieves what it sets out to achieve.
I would go as far as comparing it to the Beastie Boys' You've Got to Fight for Your Right to Party in terms of being in the same wheelhouse of ridiculous lyrics and a party song.
Right.
Okay.
This is the country you've got to fight for your right to party. This would be the country version of it. Epiphany just happened.
I think these lyrics are more clever than that.
What?
Shut your filthy mouth.
More
Do not blaspheme
fight
the Beasties.
Fight for Your Right to Party is certainly a more iconic song. I'll give it that.
It's the Beastie Boys, and they were on PCP. They get extra credit.
You don't get extra credit.
Because they wrote that crap while on PCP.
They wrote
Frankie,
that song.
I'm a teacher. You never get extra credit.
No, you shouldn't get credit for being on PCP, but I mean that they could produce that while on PCP.
They hated that song.
Nobody asked them.
That's a good point. Touche. Nobody asked the Beastie Boys if they like their own song.
Just put that shit out there and sing.
Why are they passing out $100 bills just because they're like that much fun?
To
buy off the PETA ladies who want them to. I'm telling you, that's what they're saying. Like these, I'm assuming PETA members.
These animal rights activists.
Animal rights. These libtards.
Oh, my goodness. What did you just say? Libtards?
These cucktards from. I don't know. I'm using
cucktard and libtard.
Oh, yeah.
I'm throwing the word libtard out. I
Brad
can't wait.
Brad is using them as a means of mocking
controversy. Are you being controversial?
Well, that,
there
that's
are those
like
out
a,
there who would refer to us as libtards.
Yeah, there are a lot of like
better than being f-tards.
I'd that's say like true. online trolls have used the term libtards to describe the liberal populace.
Should we turn back to the episode?
Yeah, yes. Like I do think that they're passing out $100 bills to pay off the people that are opposed to them riding horses.
That is how we started.
Like you
that
know
tangent.
How you know how the horses on the hansom cabs in Manhattan are treated.
Yes,
which is why people are opposed to the hansom cab rides.
I really don't think touche. This is the same thing. I think they're ballers.
I think they're balling. Like they're going to this strip club and they're passing $100 bills. Myself, I use nickels and I make it hail. I don't make it rain
because
I'm on a budget. But they're they're passing out $100 bills. Like they're like, yeah, up, get it. Like they're doing that thing where you peel the money off as though you don't have an electricity bill to pay, and you just go
making
like,
it rain.
Yeah.
Katie?
They know how to thrill people with $100 bills.
Who's not thrilled with $100 bills?
And kill people.
No, it kills. You know, like...
If you threw $100 bills at me, I would be willing to take that homicide. Let's try that experiment.
When a comedian...
Do you have $100 bills? How many hundreds?
A lot. I'm a cute girl. A lot.
Like, when a comedian kills, they do a great job.
Sure.
Did you just say 600? Oh, my God.
That's what my starting offer, yes.
I don't like Bradford anymore. He just made me a cheap hoe. I don't like that.
I'm just trying to say, like, it's
a cheap assassin, Frankie.
Please interrupt me again, Brad.
Sorry.
I'm uncomfortable to be here again. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that killing doesn't mean literally killing. Just like
what do we know?
Like when a comedian kills, they like destroy the set. They do a great job. So these guys are coming in and they're waving their hundreds around and they're killing and thrilling the crowd, but not like in a scary way, in a fun way.
All right.
That's all I wanted to say.
It's a fun homicide. I do like to tell people that I enjoy killing people with kindness and I'm the homicidal maniac. Yeah, I have said that publicly and at my Committee on Women's Leadership meetings.
Do you think if you were at this bar or this
having
room.
Having a great time.
you get your double round of crown.
I don't like crown.
Regardless. We're just
can I keep the purple
hypothesizing.
Bag?
Hypothesizing. Yes, okay. Absolutely. You save like old change.
In that. Yes.
I need a change purse.
That's all those bags are for.
Somebody starts passing out $100 bills and you're going to go nuts. And then you see the Silverado grill. Are you equally ecstatic about the grill?
Well, it has horns.
It does have. Well, the horns are what you're excited about.
Yeah.
I'm really on a tight budget, so I'm going to still go with them. More thrilled over the $100 bills than the
would you
Silverado
buy your own,
grill.
Would you buy your own horns for your Silverado?
No, if they're throwing out $100 bills, they're buying the horns for my Silverado.
Gotcha.
And my Silverado is a Mercury Grand Marquis. So
imagine it with horns, though.
Oh my God, that was so badass. I would love it.
The dopest machine in town in all of Bloomfield.
We need to make that happen. We need to make that.
Somebody get Frankie some $100 bills like now.
Do you think it would be too much for a truck to have both horns and truck nuts?
And a rifle rack?
Oh boy.
Well, truck nuts are very unsettling.
They are so unsettling.
I'm always impressed by the material selection for the truck nuts. I have seen
it's like
of course,
a silicone based.
Mm-hmm. I've seen nuts that look like nuts like dirty nuts. And with my daughter in the car going, oh my God, truck nuts. And she was like 9 years old. I'm like, close your eyes. Don't look. Oh my. And they bounced, which
oh,
made
that's
me
horrible.
More unsettled.
That's very
I prefer
upsetting.
The brass balls.
How did
than
that become
the
a
flesh
thing?
Tone?
How was that? How did that become
I
a thing?
I don't know.
And how come like other cars haven't gravitated towards the adding genitals
I want,
as an accessory?
I want tits on my car. I don't need nuts.
I just
I would
want
rather
one
have like or Volvo, maybe a big vulva on my
car. Your car already has headlights.
Hey. Shit, girl.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching.
Not eyelashes, though, because I...
No, I'm not
I
down with
I want,
eyelashes.
Like, a perfectly, like, anatomically correct inner workings of the female reproductive system detailed on the outside of my Civic.
Well, do you know what? I actually know the artist that can do that for you.
Great.
Her name is Uta Browser. We'll discuss when we're off the air.
Once
we'll
I get a couple
her
hundred,
work and
$100
you're go,
well, bills thrown my way.
She would probably do it for you for free.
When I walk into the room, passing out $100 bills and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar double round the crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same.
I think I still remember every single word to this song.
All right, well, go for it.
I'm going to try to do it without looking, all right? I did see the first couple lines.
So I'll follow along. If you get lost, I'll give you a hint.
Well, I don't give a dang about nothing. I'm just singing and bling-blinging while the girls are drinking, long necks down, and I wouldn't trade old Leroy. No.
No, you're keep right, going. Right. I'm astonished. That's why I shook
my
head.
And I wouldn't trade old Leroy for your Chevrolet.
Or my Chevrolet.
Or my Chevrolet for your Escalade or your Freak Parade. I'm the only John Wayne left in this town.
That was perfect.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Boom, shakalaka.
That was perfect. Wow.
Most impressive.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
It's fun. It's a catchy song. You don't want to admit that you like it, but you're rocking out and you're doing
it. You don't sing along with the phrase long necks down?
No.
Long necks down. Like that?
No,
that was perfect.
I'm trying to think of what I might.
You're very kind.
I would maybe only sing along with the chorus.
Wait a minute. I don't know if I like how that made me feel. Wait. It is a fun song.
It is a fun song. I got factoids about the song. Do you want me to read any of them?
Oh, yeah, you haven't shared, like, any facts about the song.
It's really, like, I mean, there's not a whole lot.
You took 2 pages of notes.
I took 2 pages of notes.
There better be something on those pages. That should not be serial killer wallpaper. What's happening?
It will be someday.
Oh, boy.
Not my wallpaper, Katie.
Okay.
Whoever kills me.
Catherine Mary.
Catherine.
Right down the street. Won't be me either. Oh, thank you. Thank you for the offer of safety. I appreciate it.
So, John Rick. Rich, part of Big and Rich. He used to be the bass player and one of the singers for the band Lone Star. Do you remember their song Amazed?
Yes.
You know, I like know why I'm amazed, but I actually do.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
So he and Big Kenny Alfin teamed up in the
That's
early
a terrible
2000s.
Name.
Yeah, he just goes by Big now.
So. Understandably.
Yeah.
So they teamed up and they formed what is called the Music Mafia, which you see like at the end of the video, spelled with a Z because Z's
are cool. When the sex doll comes alive?
No, yes. Not after that even. There's like an end card that says Music Mafia. Yeah.
But right after the sex doll comes alive. Yes.
And that was basically their collective of songwriters in Nashville, which also had singers Gretchen Wilson and Cowboy Troy, who appeared in the video.
As like a drum major.
Cowboy Troy, I think, was leading the parade.
Well, he's a drum major. Like the
I don't know him. I'm going to look him up now, though.
Majorette, who's male in this case.
Is he on Bring It?
He's the drum major, yeah.
If he's not on Bring It, I might not know
I think he's on Step Up to the Streets. Yeah, Cowboy Troy is definitely the guy who was leading the parade in the video. Also, somebody named Shannon Lawson. I don't know who that is.
Is that the chick playing the banjo?
I don't know if that's a guy or a girl, to be honest with you. Fair. I suppose I could Google that just as easily. So, Shannon Lawson, I don't know. He's just another white guy.
Just a dude.
Just another white guy with a goatee. I don't know. But
so he's part of music.
Part of the music mafia.
Okay.
Music magic.
And they're not Italian, yet they're a mafia. Interesting.
Music mafia.
Oh, that stood for something that I looked up before. I can't remember. It was like musicians and friends in
action?
America?
It's something like that. Yeah, seriously.
So. That's us, and we are a mafia.
Music in France and America. That's ridiculous.
So, but this was their second single, and they credit it as being one of the first big songs of the subgenre country rap, or as it is more hilariously referred to as hip hop.
I hate it. I hate that.
Were they not aware of Kid Rock?
There was Kid Rock's Cowboy was one of them. Bubba Sparks, and there were several other artists that I don't remember. Sparks with three X's.
I know Bubba Sparks.
You know the
Sparks.
That's
the I Found You, Miss Big Booty, Bring It Back, Bring It On To Me. That's Bubba Sparks.
I'm going
to
assume you're right.
I am right. Because you don't forget a lyric like that. So, you know,
I see you, Miss Booty. Bring it back. Bring it back to me.
Miss Round Booty. Bring it back. Bring it on to me.
If I can get back to Omarion.
That's so creepy.
Omarion.
Couple of booty songs.
We're
going to
go booty songs and bag of groceries.
Bubba Sparks and Big and Rich and Kid Rock.
Same genre.
I just thought Bubba Sparks was just like another trashy nightmare that was forced upon us because he had Hulk Hogan's daughter in the video. That was her friend.
Aren't all of these trashy nightmares that are forced upon us?
Big and Rich is not the same trashy nightmare.
Or apparently he is.
Or trashy dreams that are thrust upon us.
I suppose. What do you guys like about this verse?
Which verse are we talking about now?
The second one.
The second one. What do I like about it? I like the singing out the phrase long necks down. Big fan of that. Honestly, I'm going to be honest. It's the music that appeals to me more.
Yeah. What do you think he means by or your freak parade?
That's just life. Oh, my God. Your freak parade. All your neighbors upstairs that make inappropriate comments to you.
Everybody's a weirdo.
Yeah.
Everybody's a weirdo. And they're just
who doesn't like a good freak parade?
So he'd rather have his horse, old Leroy, than your freak parade.
Yes.
And that's Chevrolet. Fair. Yeah. Actually, if I had a loyal horse, you know, to chill with, I would prefer the horse to just some freak parade.
Absolutely. You do love a horse.
Yeah.
That's why we're saving them.
Yeah.
That's why you should be a bigger fan of this song.
I guess.
Big and Rich also released a song on their follow-up album called Freak Parade.
Rando.
See, I've never heard any other Big and Rich song to my awareness.
No one else has.
And they've had bigger hits than this.
What?
None of which I was aware of.
Then they're not bigger hits.
I mean, unfortunately.
If we're not recognizing them as bigger hits and we're in New Jersey and we're like the music authoritarian capital
that's
of
true.
The planet.
We are the kings of music here. Emperors, dare I say.
I like the title. Can we be empresses?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be an empress.
So, just to bring it back, what you guys are saying about the second verse is basically like, the words are fine, but we're about the beat.
It is about the beat.
Yeah. I think the third verse is really what does it for me. Verses one and two are fun.
But you like the spoken word part.
The spoken word part is probably the best written part.
Okay.
I'm a thoroughbred.
Because that's a story. That's a story bit of the song. The rest of it is not a story. It's just like a narrative about, this is where.
Well, if it's not a story, it's not a narrative.
Oh, God damn it, Katie. It is just, it's like a lot of hip hop where it's like the braggadocio about it, you know, where it's like, I am the best. You can't mess with me. I've got the money. I've got the cars. I've got my horse that I like.
Leroy.
Yes. Can't nobody Leroy. Mess with me. Yeah, exactly. The third verse is where I think it's a lot more clever.
Well, I don't give a dang about nothing. I'm singing and bling blinging while the girls are drinking.
Well, I think we should get to it. I think we should let Frankie read it.
You want to get to that?
We can get to it. I like the third little verse of the spoken part because it does tell me a story.
Yeah.
I do feel like I'm hanging out in the back of this truck. I'm like, yep, could so see this happening. Yep, could so buy this line of bullshit if it was being told to me. I'd be like,
So you want to go ahead and read verse three, Frankie?
Yes, I shall. I'll do it in my Captain Picard voice.
Ooh,
I'm kidding. I'm a thoroughbred. That's what she said in the back of my truck bed as I was getting buzzed on suds out on some backcountry road. We were flying high, fine as wine, having ourselves a big and rich time, and I was going just about as far as she'd let me go. But her evaluation of my cowboy reputation had me begging for salvation all night long. So I took her out gigging frogs. Damn, that was a lyric. I took her out giving frogs, introduced her to my old bird dog, and sang her every Wilson song I could think of. Yeah. Every Willie Nelson song I could think of. Not Nelson, because nobody wants anyone to ever sing the fucking Nelson song.
You stop right there. No. You stop right there. Oh, my God. There's so much Nelson happening this week. First of all, I want to give a little shout out to our friends over at Cold Dog Soup for bringing up Gunnar Nelson in their episode. Unfortunately, they tied it to the Firefest documentary, and I had a big problem with that.
Very offended.
I had a Nelson poster in my room, and I still have a copy of their CD, After the Rain, in my CD book downstairs.
Did you have long hair as well?
I did not. My mother would not let me grow my hair long. So that should.
Did you have a wig? Do you want me to get you a wig? You can pretend.
I don't need that now so much. But if you want to sit around and sing songs like Only Time Will Tell or After the Rain or I Can't Live Without Your Love and Affection,
I don't know enough Nelson to do that. I'm older. They were just like little cute, like Aryan poster boys. Yeah. They were like kids in Tiger Beat when I was grown.
If the Hitler youth were around in the
they are Hitler's wet dream. It's like, look at these beautiful blonde boys and they're
Nelson,
twins with their long hair.
I want to apologize for our guest.
No, Frank. Nelson, I would so meet you. It'd be like, sir, okay. But you know what you were.
Sirs.
You know what you were.
Brad, are you okay?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset you. Did I make your blood pressure rise?
I think so. He loves Nelson so much.
I'm going to have to go home and now listen to Nelson songs to see if
you won't like. I mean, they're not good.
I just feel like they were cause singles you when I was a the DJ.
Fuck off, Katie. They are good.
Okay, I'm going to go home and listen to Nelson songs, and I will send you a text later tonight to go like, either like, yay, or really?
Or what?
You're
going
to send me a text that says, just listen to Only Time Will Tell. I don't know if I could ever love again. That's what you're going to say.
I look forward to that moment. I'm a very loving person. I don't think you should,
because that'll be a moment filled with pain and heartbreak.
Oh, my Lanta.
But it's not Nelson.
It's not Nelson.
Who's mentioned in this song.
No, it's Willie Nelson.
It's Willie Nelson, which makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, because that would be weird if they were singing about Nelson. That would bring it to a whole
every
other
Willie Nelson song I could think of. What if it was I sang her every Nelson song I could think of, and it's like just the one song? It's just After the Rain. That's the only
guys,
one.
I can't think of one Willie Nelson song.
What?
It's what?
On the Road Again?
Okay, there's one.
On the Road Again to All the Girls I've Loved Before. Honeysuckle Rose?
I know all these songs.
Do you know, what's the other one? I was going to ask you what you thought the most romantic Willie Nelson song was.
I don't know.
His cover of Honeysuckle Rose.
You Were Always on My Mind.
Oh, that's a really good song.
But that also sounds like stalker-esque. Could be a stalker-esque song. It is sweet, but he's still like an old stoner with braids, and you're like, why are you outside my window singing this?
Willie Nelson might be the least threatening.
Yeah.
I'm old not man, old man on who's well, high out with braids out there.
Well, it also makes him somewhat more appealing to me that he'd be out there high with braids out there singing to me. I'd be like, oh my God, come inside because we're not going to talk about groceries, and that would be great.
Not for the time being. Not until I put Omari on.
Don't put Willie Nelson in that boat, please.
I'm glad you didn't have the opportunity to ask me what's the most romantic Willie Nelson song, because I can't ever think of songs. Like, I don't know songs. I don't know, like, who sings songs. So I couldn't name a Willie Nelson song.
Though, to be fair to all...
You're Always on My Mind really is a beautiful song.
That is actually a beautiful song.
Yeah. To All the Girls I've Loved Before was a duet between Willie Nelson and Julio Iglesias.
That's about him slutting around, though. Nobody wants to hear that.
I mean, to be fair, he loved
all
of them.
The girls I've loved before.
And he loved every single one of them,
Frankie. He was ho-hopping.
You know what? Why is it okay for a lady in 2019 to be ho-hopping but not Willie Nelson in the 1980s?
I didn't say it wasn't okay either way. I was just saying he
you
was ho-hopping.
A bit judgy.
That would be really hypocritical of me.
That's a touche.
I was trying to think of a hashtag that was like pro-boys sexuality, but I couldn't
hashtag ho-hopping.
Let the man bang.
As opposed to let the man come through.
He was in love every single time. Every single time. Both
who
he and
his
Julio.
Hair? Do you think like it was someone who had him like sitting on the steps in between their legs, like in prison?
I'd like to think
his hair.
I'd like to think that yes,
right
this is the scenario.
The let me braid your hair.
I would love to see Willie Nelson go to jail for like a petty drug charge, and then have some cellmate that he's in love with just like braiding his hair and say, "So what you thinking about?" Like,
what's the old hip hop song? There's a hip hop song that has lyrics. I want to say it's a Bone Thugs and Harmony song. It's like, "Won't you braid my hair?"
Oh yeah, Dave Chappelle spoofed R. Kelly with that.
Is that maybe why I'm thinking of it?
When Dave Chappelle did "I'm Gonna Piss on You,"
the remix edition of the song about pissing. That's
won't
right.
Won't you braid my hair?
Dang, that fooled me.
Thinking of was actually a parody song. That's so
happens.
But I'd like to see that scenario with Willie Nelson.
Guys. For two people who love this song, I feel like I have to force you to talk about this song. You two are everywhere today.
We're tangential.
Except for
at this
talking
time of
about
night,
this song.
The ADD meds have worn off, so next time I'll take them at 5 p.m, so I'll be focused. I'm so sorry.
You don't have to be sorry. I'm just saying.
You want to talk about the words, Katie? Well, I'm a thoroughbred. That's what she said. That's a good rhyme right there. Thoroughbred. I like use of that phrase.
And it implies a lot of sexual prowess.
He's a stud.
There's a like stud Leroy, which is what I said before.
She'll ride him instead of the horse, you know, because
she is saving a horse by riding him.
Yeah.
In this
saving
verse.
Herself, if you ask me.
Well,
I mean, like,
for sure.
I'm a thoroughbred. That's what she said in the back of my truck bed. Now, you didn't live in the South, so you don't have the same experience.
You don't have to live in the South to have been in the back of a truck bed.
No, but you can understand like the idea of like sitting there drinking a beer in the back of a truck bed, which is something that we did as young underage kids in North Carolina.
I grew up in the Jersey Shore. We did it there, too.
Okay. Katie and Clifton.
That I have never sat in the back of a truck bed at all.
Yeah.
Oh, sounds like we have a dream to make happen for you.
I think I'm good.
But that is a good string of rhymes right there. As I was getting buzzed on suds, that's a nice like vowel rhyme right
there.
They
have a strong internal rhyme game. Yeah. I have to give it to them. Yeah.
We're flying high, fine as wine, having ourselves a big and rich time.
Now you're just reading me the song again.
Yeah. That. But this is what you've asked me to do.
I asked you to talk about the lyrics.
That's what I'm
doing. Analyze. I'll sit and be quiet.
Well, I don't want to. The lyrics are what they are. I mean, I don't love the song.
All right, you want to get to the good part? But her evaluation of my cowboy reputation had me begging for salvation all night long. That's great.
It has a nice sound to it.
That is more clever than 90% of the lyrics I've heard over the course of the past 18 years.
Calling him a winky dinky hoe cake. She's telling him, "Wait, you."
I don't know what a winky dinky hoe cake is.
I think you do. Context clues.
Have you never seen Hollywood Shuffle? I have so much to teach you guys.
When you say winky dinky, that makes it sound like, you know.
Oh, no. Bradford, okay. No. He's just very promiscuous. I'm getting that there's a great deal of promiscuity with his cowboy situation.
Yeah.
You know, and he's like, forgive me. He's like begging for salvation. Like, forgive me. Please blow me. Forgive me.
Yeah. Like, forget about my reputation and forgive me so that we can get it on.
He's not really begging for forgiveness. I feel like his salvation comes in the form of love making.
But that is a form of forgiveness. Like, salvation implies being saved from your sins. So your sins have to be forgiven in order for you to be saved.
He's begging for the booty.
Yeah, but she has to forgive his past transgressions with other booties in order to give up this booty. What if she's fine
with
it?
She has no problem with his past transgressions. We have no
context here. But it doesn't sound like it because he said, but her evaluation of my cowboy reputation had me begging for salvation. Now, if she gives me an event. No, he's like, no, this chick is clocking me and checking me. And I'm like, but girl, it's you I dig. It's you. You're my main frog. Or whatever.
So, gigging frogs, I looked at
that.
I
don't even know what that means.
Gigging frogs is...
It's not getting them jobs, is it?
It's not getting frogs jobs.
They're not musicians.
No.
Okay.
Just imagine a little frog band gigging.
They're
getting them
band.
Like 10 minutes.
I've been doodle since I was a kid.
10 minutes at the Broadway Comedy Club. So, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Frogs. Yeah. Gigging frogs is a type of hunting for like small animals
that you feed to trout. Like you wrap them up in reeds and you hang it over the river and the trout comes up and eats the frog.
It's actually, it's almost like with a big fork. It's like a spear with like,
no, I am a spear.
You are a spear, but with like three or four prongs. So it's like a long fork and that's how you like catch these things.
And is it always frogs?
Not always frogs, but it can be frogs.
And that gigging is the word for like the hunting.
Correct. Yes. Okay.
That is not good foreplay at all.
I mean, you don't, first of all, don't judge.
I'm judging.
She can be what she's into.
I have a beverage in my hand. Well, I'm leaning on the side.
That's true.
I'm judging.
You know what
it is? Why are we spearing frogs as foreplay?
It's on some backcountry road. That's how they get down.
What? Because he decided, since she was upset with his cowboy reputation,
let's go sacrifice some frogs?
Yeah.
It's not a sacrifice. They could be, you know, that could be his trade.
Instead of getting it on, he decided, I have to take her out and do some, like, good old boy stuff. So we went small animal hunting, and I introduced her to my bird dog, and then I sang her Willie Nelson songs because I really wanted to, like, win over her heart.
Is his bird dog his bird dog, or is that a euphemism for something else?
I think it could be
either. I
take
it as a euphemism for something else. I don't think it means bird. I don't think it means bird dog at all.
I think it could go either way.
I don't like that they're spearing frogs as foreplay. I'm very uncomfortable. Or hunting small animals, as you said.
I think that in the context of the song, I think he's just trying to list like country things. It's really like,
what did I do to win over this lady? Country stuff.
Yeah, it's a Bo Burnham small town like red truck, cold beer kind of inclusion in the song.
Yeah, but I actually think like what he's trying to do is win her over in another way.
Right.
With all the country stuff.
Country stuff.
But isn't there other, like, more fun? Well, I guess what other fun country stuff is? We're going to go out lynching. Like, no, there's really not a lot of fun country stuff. There's not a lot. My Aunt Betty's from Alabama. I can say these things. And I have kin from Georgia. So I speak from a horrible knowledge base. Yeah.
I will say they do have things like sporting events and bowling alleys. alleys and karaoke bars.
I guess they can't go ride horses because that would be hypocritical given the nature of the song.
That they're trying to save them.
Yeah.
What are they saving them for?
Meat.
Dog food?
No, their own happiness.
Whose own happiness?
The horse's own happiness. Save the horses, you know. Let them live free and happy without sway back.
Without
I guess.
Sway back is critical.
Yeah. Yeah. So the song is fine and you guys love it.
Yeah. It's fun. It's upbeat. It's bouncy.
Yeah.
It's got a good guitar riff.
It's got a good beat and we can dance to it.
It's got a video.
Right? I love the video.
The video is bizarre. Tonight was only the second and third time I've ever seen it.
Because we did watch it twice in a row.
And the little T-Rex arms. Oh, I was unsettled. I was like, why are they making him hold an umbrella? That's so mean.
As soon as the video started playing, the first thing Frankie said was, is that a sex doll?
Which it is not. It's just somebody dressed like a sex doll.
I'm not sure if at some points in the video, it's an inanimate object. And then at the beginning and at the end, it's a woman who is dressed the same.
It is definitely an actress.
The whole time?
Yeah, I looked something up about her before, but I didn't write it.
I don't know. And she looked sad and trapped. It was very like Stepford Wives or like Invasion of the Body Snatchers when the last chick is alive and she looks and like she's hoping not to get caught. And you look at her face and you're like, oh, she's not an alien pod person. She's still human. Like she had that effect on me when her eyes cleared.
At the very least, like it was made to look like
it looked like
an inanimate object.
It did look like a doll.
Yeah, very much so. I believe the actress had to like appear live on a TV show to like prove that like she was a human.
Oh, that's so weird.
Yeah. I saw something about that before. I can't find the page now, but
you know what lyric I can't find?
What's that?
And we made love.
It's right before the last chorus.
Oh, it's just like thrown in there.
Yeah.
Because
if you scroll down, it's right there.
Okay.
And we made love and I saddled up my horse.
Because that's like screamed in the song.
Oh, he's got the devil horns out.
Yeah.
Rich.
That's gang gang. That's West Coast. That's West
gang,
Coast.
Gang gang?
Yeah.
Do you think Rich is part of the gang gang?
Yes. I saw the fur coat.
Yeah.
And I saw, I saw the bling? Large brass knuckle.
The bling blingin'?
I saw the bling blingin'. And yeah, no, he was gang gang. He was throwing up covert West Coast gang signs.
He definitely is dressed like some kind of pimp cowboy.
Yeah.
When they're riding around in the car.
Big, in the meantime, had a t-shirt on that said Love Pirate.
What? Weird.
Yeah.
How did I miss that?
That's why I wanted to go back and watch it a second time, is because I wanted to see what was written on his t-shirt.
Now, is this when he has the top hat on?
Yeah. Really? And the baton. And all right.
Like he's at a New Orleans funeral.
This is the weirdest parade I've ever seen in my life. Like it involves, you got Big and Rich on their horses. You have a marching band, all of those things. Like the marching band is typical for a parade.
Yeah. That's most great. Like, of the parade.
But it's not a typical marching band. They're playing band, though. It's a southern marching band, and it's a southern black marching band, which is very different than what you're going to get in a marching band, like just hanging out in Rumson. Well,
and they're all playing in Rumson. They're all playing fringe. Banjos.
There's lots of fringe.
A lot of fringe. I mean, it's cowboys, you know.
There's a wee man with tiny arms.
There's a wee man with an umbrella. There is the ladies in the pink pleather
cowgirl
outfits. And then there are sexy attorneys.
That's the thing.
How do you know they're attorneys?
I'm assuming they're attorneys.
I've never seen an attorney that looks like that.
Sexy business women.
I called them business babes in my notes.
Nice. Nice.
Business babes.
That is a whole like subgenre of porn right there.
Whoa. Wow.
Business babes sounds better. I was like Robert Palmer chicks.
Halloween costumes for next year. Yeah. Sexy cow.
The Robert
cow.
Palmer chick.
Business babe.
Oh, we've got this nailed. The Robert Palmer, they all had like turtlenecks on.
But they had the hair pulled back.
Yeah.
So these broads had, the business babes also
that
had the
hair
pulled back.
That was a sexy video. Addicted to Love. Now that is, this is just me being an old now, but Robert Palmer knew how to make a sexy musical video now.
Did you see the clues though? Does that still count?
The clues?
The video clues. Robert Palmer. I'm still looking for clues. Watch that. It's going to change your opinion about the sexy part.
Oh, yeah? I'm thinking Addicted to Love.
He's jumping on it.
Simply Irresistible.
It was before that era. Hot. No, someone repackaged him.
Ooh.
Because I need you to look at Robert Palmer, Addicted to Clues.
Addicted to Clues?
Yeah, I think it's Clues.
Is it Addicted?
It's Clues.
Oh, just Clues. Okay. I was going to say, does this man have two addicted to songs?
He's got a lot of addictions, like many of us.
Did.
But he's a wee man. He's tiny in the video. Like, they shrink him, and it's, yeah.
That's weird.
It's not. This is before the Robert Palmer pop era. This is when he was just still weird MTV Robert Palmer.
I do love the Robert Palmer pop era.
Well, yes, but the Business Babes I thought was a ripoff of the Robert Palmer.
I just think they come out of nowhere. It's like you have all these other things that are expected in a parade, and then these like
butt cheeks. You have butt cheeks and garters.
There's a handful of underbutt hanging out in that video. Yeah.
There are a lot of like booty and crotch camera shots.
I was reading lips that I did not anticipate reading.
There's a solid amount of cleave as well shots hanging too. Out. Yeah.
Cleveland.
There are shots Cleveland of those cowgirls where it looks like the camera is tilted below them. It's
the Soul Train angle. If you get under and look up, even though as an older person, I know that is not a flattering angle anymore. It's not the angle of youth and thinness because you have to go from top to bottom.
The angle of youth.
Yeah. If you go from top to bottom, you look young and thin. If you go from bottom to top, if you're 20, it still looks great. If you're not, it's not. I didn't want to read lips in that video.
Did you guys notice the other thing that makes no sense at a parade?
The one lady painting?
Yes!
Yeah, I wrote that right there. Like, a lady painting something.
There's doing, like, modern art.
There's approximately, like, half of a second of a lady painting.
She shows up, like, two or three times, but always for, like, just little snippets.
Yeah.
Did you see her, Frankie?
I did not. I was transfixed on the Charlize Theron monster chick on the tractor.
Yeah.
Who just randomly appears.
But at least she's sort of made sense.
It's still country. It's still
in
country.
A southern like country parade.
Yes.
But there is a woman in like a tiny red dress who's just modern arting on the side there.
That's a verb.
I need that to appear.
Yeah, I'm making up verbs. I'm doing my own thing.
You do you. So,
you're so cool.
I looked up that out. I might have to.
She is cool. I'll keep saying it so you won't be able to edit
Katie,
it out.
The better than the most.
Yeah, that's me, baby.
Damn right.
So this marching band had embroidered on their outfits the letters PC.
Uh-huh.
And I tried to find out where...
Like they were politically correct? Get the flick out of here.
But that's the thing. God. It said PC. Nashville is not in a county that is PC. I thought maybe it was like, oh, like...
Is it like pussy country or something like that?
It might be pussy country.
Because there was a lot of that in the parade.
Yeah, that's true.
Nashville is in Davidson County, Tennessee.
Okay.
Unless, like, I misread it twice in a row, but I don't think I did. I mean, perhaps I'm wrong.
Maybe
but
it's something
whatever.
College? Is there maybe something college?
I don't know. What?
I don't know if there's a P college. There probably should be.
Clearly, I was saying P as an initial and then college.
I like that you said clearly and P in the same sentence. I'm going to giggle about that in my head.
All right. Vanderbilt, Belmont, Tennessee State, Lipscomb.
Lipscomb?
But none of those are P colleges.
Lipscomb. Got it.
Lipscomb.
Lipscomb sounds disgusting. I don't want to discuss what that
sounds
like.
It might be from P college.
This must mean you're disgusting.
So the video is crazy.
Yeah, the video is crazy.
It's very bizarre and very low budget. I appreciate their low budgetness. They're like, we've got this one bridge and you need to make all the excitement and fun happen on this bridge. Mm-hmm. And how much ratchetry can we cram into this video?
Let me tell you.
Put that squirrel on your back. Make it look like a fur coat. Yes, yes. Throw up a gang sign. Good, good, good. Now drive and now get on your horse, but drive at the same time in the same parade. It's going to be awesome.
Let me tell you about
business
this.
Business bitches.
Yeah.
Business bitches.
I would never call them business bitches. They are business babes.
Business babes.
I call them business bitches.
Let me tell you about this bridge.
If it's the Martin Luther King, bridge for the parade,
no, they only named it
so
that last
upset.
Year.
That's right.
That was just last year.
That would make me really uncomfortable.
Ooh, boy, that is uncomfortable. So this video was shot on Nashville's Shelby Street Bridge, and evidently they caused $23,000 worth of damage to the bridge when they filmed the video.
Shocker. Yeah. But $23,000 is pretty low.
Relatively speaking, yeah. It is a pedestrian bridge.
So it is not meant to be used the way they used it.
And in 1992...
There were cars and horses on it.
Yeah, there sure were.
So that's a wide pedestrian bridge. They have a lot of fat people there?
Well, it was... yes.
I'm like, it's...
For one. Yes.
Like the Brooklyn Bridge isn't wide. Like the walkway is not wide. That was a
This is America.
Bridge.
They have very fat people everywhere. Don't you worry about it.
I go back to true that.
But in 1992, the bridge was considered by state inspectors to be in, quote, poor condition. And it was refurbished in 1998 for $15 million. So when they came through, what, 5 years later and caused $23,000 worth of damage. So
that doesn't sound like the refurbishing was done very well. If you could cause that kind of damage after a bridge that was just had $15 million spent 5 years before to refurbish it, it seems like someone got.
Well, according to the video director, David Hogan, he said, quote, we had to put the camera and the lights on the back of a semi truck trailer. It's a walking bridge, and I'm sure it wasn't designed to hold a semi. See, it was initially set up as a bridge intended to hold traffic.
Lots of large people walking across it.
Lots of cars.
I thought it was a pedestrian bridge.
But it was only that after 1998 because it was in poor condition. They declared it.
So it's not safe for cars, but the rest of you f***ers can walk on it and take your chances. That doesn't seem good. I'm like, wait a minute. If the cars can't drive on it, why is it suddenly okay for us?
Yeah, that's a...
Well, now I understand how they mess it up driving a truck over it.
And evidently the state blamed it on like the horses and the pavement and stuff like that.
Blame a horse, save a cowboy for heaven's sake.
Save a cowboy, blame a horse. Yeah, 100%.
Always blaming the horses.
That's how we bring it back around.
Katie, how do you feel about blaming horses for that damage?
I don't like it. To be honest with you, I love horses. They're sweet.
And they're functional. I like an animal that earns its keep.
And they're majestic. I love
not
horses.
Like this lump of mutt sitting on our couch right now.
He's a lazy lump.
I'm not riding him. I'm not getting in a wagon and hitching him up. He's not pulling me across town.
He will get sway back.
Oh, if I sit on him, he's going to have a lot more than sway back. He's going to be a pancake.
His legs are only about 2 inches high.
I've got heels higher than that.
You do. I can't give this song a poor grade. Probably has to get a good grade.
If you're looking at the lyrics.
What's your grade, Miss Katie?
Like a B plus or an A? There's something wrong with this song.
I don't think you were a B plus before we started. I think this
But she's not grading her enjoyment of the song. She's grading like the lyrical content of the song.
For what it is. Like if what this song is the assignment.
What is the assignment?
Like if the assignment is to write like a fun song about saving a horse and riding a cowboy. I don't know. Like if the assignment is to write a humorous song about
with good internal rhyme.
Yeah. And you're practicing your internal rhyme or something. Well, then it gets an A. I don't care for it, but like I don't have to, my student's work doesn't have to be my cup of tea for it to get a good grade. It's not so wonderful, Miss Katie. Please me.
I feel like right now there should be like, oh, playing when you say that.
So I don't care for save a horse, ride a cowboy, but I don't see anything structurally wrong with it either. And like you said, if the assignment is to write a humorous song that practices internal rhyme, if that's the assignment, hey, does it.
All right. So windows down, radio up?
No, not at all. If I were in the car with you, you were driving and it came on, then I would follow along with your enjoyment of the song.
What if you were driving?
Because like I could get wrapped up in the fun of it. But if I were driving and am I alone or am I with you?
With me.
I would turn it up and I don't know if I'd roll the windows down, but I would turn it up if I were in the car with you.
And if it was my mixed CD that had the turned down for what?
Yeah.
And then that came on after?
We'd turn it up. For you though. I'm doing this for you.
No, in your car. I've loaned you my CD and magically you have a CD player in your car because it's as old as mine.
And I'm alone?
You can be alone or with Bradford.
If I'm with Brad, I'll leave it on, turn it up. If I'm alone, I might skip it, guys. It's just like not for me.
Now, Frankie, you would turn it up, roll your windows down, right?
Especially if I'm driving through Newark in the morning. It's either Public Enemy, Fear of a Black Planet, or The Enemy Strikes Black, or it could be that.
It would one right into the other.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sure.
Absolutely. And
would you roll the windows down?
I do, because I want people to know I'm down by law.
Would you make eye contact with somebody in the car next to you?
I'd probably have on sunglasses so they wouldn't know I was making eye contact with them, because I'm very cool that way.
You are very cool.
But I'd be bobbing my head. Yeah. I'd be doing the same gang sign, the same, like,
we made love sign.
Gang sign, yes.
You'd be singing We Made Love with the
all night long.
With the American Sign Language sign for love.
Yep.
Up in the air. Yeah. Yep.
And Brad?
Yeah. Windows down, radio up. Absolutely. I enjoy this song. I have a good time while listening to it, and I know all the words.
I've watched you enjoy it, and I've enjoyed it with you. But for me, it's just not my thing.
All right. Frankie, do you have anything to promote?
Frankie Spear Pop Icon Cult Superstar. Fancy Shoe.
Google
coming
it.
To you soon.
Don't Google it.
Don't Google it.
My reggae song, my reggae dancehall song that'll be released later this year, Fancy Shoe. And St. James Players, of course, because Katie and I are president and vice president. Woo, woo, what? And so we will be promoting and producing a show soon. And, of course, promoting Decomposition.
Ah, thank you.
Are you promoting us on our own show?
You damn right.
That's impressive.
I like it. That's a good friend. That's a loyal friend. If you're not excited about
what's happening, then how can other people be excited about it?
Touché.
So you have to always be excited and passionate about what you're involved in. Otherwise, don't be involved. Go hard or go home.
You can go hard or you can go home.
We've gone hard, I think. Singer, every Willie Nelson song I can think of, and we
made love. All right, and with that, I guess I will wrap this up. Thank you guys for listening. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, song suggestions, please reach out to us. Our email address is decompositionpod@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter @decomp_pod, Facebook and Instagram @decompositionpodcast. Get yourself onto the Apple Podcast app. Write us a review. Let us know we're doing good, bad, or otherwise. In the meantime, thank you guys again for listening, and you just chill till the next episode. Ride a cowboy. The dance remix.
Saddle up. Yeah, this is very stripperific.
This is designed for strippers. This is, yeah, it sounds a little Cotton Eye Joe. Saddle up, saddle up.
Save a horse, ride a cowboy. No, this is too fast for strippers. It's way too fast.
Who do you think, like...
Whoa!
So this was included on... This was included on their follow-up, Big and Rich's Super Galactic Fan Pack. Who do you think bought this album and then said, I need to listen to this version of the song?
People who are on meth. Yeah, this is a meth mix. She says with confidence. Way too fast. Country people don't even sing or talk this fast. I can see someone just going, I walk into the room, passing $100 bills, and it kills. It feels like it's way too fast.
Can I turn it off? Are we done with this?
We're good.
All right.
We're good. You don't have to play that for the masses. Spare them.